Fourth Perek Chal Mishnah Yud Nitoy Ish Takoya Hevi Chalas Mi Beita Velo Kiblu Mi Menorah. This Beita that the Nitoy Ish Takoya brought his chalas from, he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. This Beita was the place in Chutz Laaretz. It's not what today is called Beita, and they didn't want to accept it because they didn't have what to do with them. They couldn't eat them because something coming from Chutz Laaretz is tamei. They were going to turn on all the chutzlars to burn them. They didn't want to burn them because people are not aware that this has this type of tumah, and they're going to think that you could burn the chuma or chala tahira. To take them back after chutzlars, they didn't want to do either, because we don't want people taking a chuma to chutzlars. We want to leave it in Eretz Yisrael for the Kohen. We don't want people to learn from here to take chuma out of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore they didn't accept the Bechlau. Actually, Alexandria, these are also people from Kutzlart and Alexandria, has healed the same Alexandria with him. Another story was the same idea, that they did not accept their Bechlau. Actually, Hatzvuyin has healed the Kureyim Koyim Matez with him. We're just giving another example, which has nothing to do with the previous Halach, but it's another case where they did not accept that which was brought. They brought Bikurim before Shavuot. Now, Kotze B'Tayyir, Chag HaKotze Bikurim Matez, Hoshetizri B'Asodeh. That Chag HaKotze, which is Shavuos, is the time that we start bringing the Bikurim also. And therefore, that which was brought before that time was not accepted. It would have to be delayed till after Shavuos.